This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has attended a ceremony to mark the first anniversary of Bucha's liberation from Russian troops who had occupied it for nearly a month at the start of Russia's invasion. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
In his speech, Zelensky solemnly declares, 1 year has passed since the day when Russian occupiers were forced out of our city, Bucha, the city about which the world did not know yet, about which the world will never forget. We will not let it be forgotten. Human dignity will not let it be forgotten. Zelensky handed out medals to soldiers and other officials, and also attending, Moldovan President Maia Sandu said, democratic states must work together to ensure that these atrocities are investigated and punished. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In the first criminal case against a former president, former U.S. President Donald Trump has been indicted on charges involving payments made during his 2016 campaign. The charges center on payments made to silence claims of an extramarital sexual encounter. Prosecutors in New York investigated money paid to porn actor Stormy Daniels and ex-Playboy model Karen McDougal to keep the women from going public with the claims that they had sexual encounters with Trump. Trump, who's running for the White House again in 2024, called the decision by a Manhattan grand jury to indict him political persecution and election interference at the highest level. In an interview, Alina Haba, an attorney for the former president, says Trump remains strong.
When we understood that there was an indictment, he took it. He, I think, was disappointed in the state of our country, as he has been for the past couple years, frankly. And this is just another example of how we need to take back the White House.
From Washington, this is VOA News. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg announced Friday that all NATO members have ratified the accession protocol for Finland to join the alliance after Turkey approved the move late Thursday. In a tweet following Thursday's vote, Stoltenberg said Finland's inclusion in the alliance will make the whole NATO family stronger and safer. He has repeatedly said he expects both Finland and Sweden will eventually become NATO members. The two countries each gave up decades of non-alignment with their applications to join the military alliance after Russia invaded Ukraine last year. At least 36 people were killed and 16 were injured after the roof of a step wall in a temple complex collapsed in central India. This, according to a local government official on Friday. Reuters correspondent Edward Moran reports.
The incident occurred in the central city of Indore after a concrete slab covering the roof of the step well gave way. It crushed the devotees who'd gathered to celebrate the Hindu festival of Ram Navami on Thursday, officials said. Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh State is Shivraj Singh Chauhan. Chauhan told reporters that a slab covering the step well collapsed due to the crowd and, quote, extra load on it. At least 75 army and rescue personnel worked through the day to remove debris using ropes and ladders to pull out people who'd fallen into the well, local media reported.
Reuters' Edward Baran reporting. Funeral arrangements have been made for the six victims of Monday's school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee. AP correspondent Rita Foley has more.
Three children and three adults. Individual services for the children are being held through the weekend. A service for substitute teacher Cynthia Peak is on Saturday. Mourners will pay their respects to the head of the school, Catherine Kuntz, during a visitation on Tuesday with a service the following day. And the funeral for custodian Mike Hill is Tuesday morning. The children were each 9 years old. They've been identified as Evelyn Dickhouse, Hallie Scruggs, and William Kinney. I'm Rita Foley.
The migration officer supervising the men's unit of a Mexican migrant detention center where a fire claimed 39 lives had left the building shortly before the incident. That's the word from a private security guard who spoke to Reuters Thursday. Mexican officials on Thursday arrested five people suspected of involvement in the fire after obtaining arrest orders for three officers, two private security officers, and the person accused of starting the fire. The investigation is focusing on why the 68 male migrants held at the center appear to be left in their cell while the fire burned on Monday night. A leaked video, which appears to be security footage from within the center, shows the men kicking on the bars of a locked door as their cells fill with smoke. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.